In today's news headlines, Georgia voters headed to the polls on Tuesday to choose between Republicans and Democrats for the last two undecided U.S. Senate seats. Having already captured 48 seats, the Democratic Party could gain a bare minimum control of the chamber if their candidates, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, win both their races against incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Weeks of early voting have been dominated by Democratic voters, but Republicans are expected to turn out in high numbers on Tuesday. Both races are close if polls are to be believed, and the outcomes may not be known for a few days. The GOP senators fighting to keep their seats have both backed, to varying degrees, President Donald Trump's bid to overturn the presidential election. On Monday, Loeffler took to the stage at a Trump rally, saying she would join the group of Republican senators that are objecting to the Electoral College vote.
On January 6th, I will object to the Electoral College vote.
Her opponent, Warnock, cited her stated intention on Twitter, saying she wants to, quote, undermine your vote and overturn Georgia's election. President Trump has made the Georgia Senate races about his presidential state loss, and in conflating the two, has risked lowering Republican turnout. On Monday, Gabriel Sterling, a voting system implementation manager for Georgia and a Republican, responded to the now infamous tape of the Saturday phone call that Trump had with State Secretary Brad Raffensperger. Sterling debunked Trump's wild claims, point by point, without mincing words, and indicating just how frustrated he was with the president. "I wanted to scream," he said, when he heard the Trump call, before going on to explain.
"We've seen nothing in our investigations of any of these data claims that shows there's nearly enough ballots to change the outcome. And the secretary and I at this podium have said since November 3rd, there is illegal voting in every single election in the history of mankind because there are human beings involved in the process. It's going to happen. It's a question of limiting it and putting as many safeguards as you can in place to make sure it doesn't happen. Again, this is all easily, provably false. Yet the president persists."
That's Gabriel Sterling, a top Georgia elections official, speaking on Monday at a press conference as he destroyed every single one of Trump's baseless claims about Georgia's election results. But proving once again that facts don't matter to him, Trump regurgitated the lies at his Georgia rally, which was ostensibly meant as a booster for the GOP Senate candidates. 2 days before the Electoral College votes are formally tallied, he remained adamant, saying, "I'll fight like hell to remain in power," echoing the sentiment of an undemocratic dictator. And he claimed that, quote, "everyone loved my phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State."
"The press won't report this. They're probably turning off. Oh, we don't like this. They don't like this. They don't want to talk about numbers. They talked about my phone call. They don't like my phone call. Everyone loved my phone call. They don't like talking about numbers because nobody knew the numbers were so egregious."
Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden, who was also in Georgia to rally behind the Democratic candidates, reminded voters in that state how they held the power now to determine which party would be in charge. Mr. Biden even tied $2,000 economic stimulus checks to the Senate races.
"If you send John and the Reverend to Washington, those $2,000 checks will go out the door, restoring hope and decency and honor for so many people who are struggling right now. And if you send Senators Perdue and Loeffler back to Washington, those checks will never get there. It's just that simple."
Biden also accused Trump of whining and complaining rather than addressing the COVID-19 pandemic.
"Getting America vaccinated will be one of the most difficult operational challenges this nation has ever faced. But we've known it for the last months. This administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. President spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem." "I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work."
That's President-elect Joe Biden on Monday at a rally in Georgia ahead of the Senate races there. In other news, the leader of the pro-Trump men-only hate group, Proud Boys, has been arrested. Enrique Tarillo was charged with destroying a Black Lives Matter banner that hung outside a black church in Washington, D.C. during a violent rally late last year, where several people were also beaten and stabbed. The Proud Boys have planned a similar gathering on Tuesday and Wednesday to protest the formal step of declaring a democratically elected president. Their plans have prompted the mayor of D.C. to mobilize the National Guard. In news from the pandemic, the U.S. continues to break records on new infections, especially in California, where 74,000 people were diagnosed on Monday alone. Los Angeles County, where this program is produced, has become the nation's leading hotspot. Now, emergency responders in L.A. are being advised not to bring COVID-19 patients into hospitals if it is clear that they are unlikely to survive. Hospitals are inundated with patients and are facing shortages of ambulances and other critical equipment. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti explained that a new infection is estimated to take place every 6 seconds in the city, and that on average there was a death every 10 minutes. To make matters worse, an expected surge of infections from New Year's gatherings is expected to show up anytime now. Meanwhile, a new variant of the COVID-19 virus first identified in the U.S. has now been confirmed to be found in at least 4 states in the U.S. That includes New York, Colorado, California, and Florida. The new variant is significantly more transmissible. And vaccination efforts across the nation and in California are excruciatingly slow. Governor Gavin Newsom said only a third of all vaccines shipped to hospitals in California have so far been dispensed, and he vowed to do better. Reuters reports that more than two-thirds of the 15 million coronavirus vaccines shipped within the United States have gone unused. The governors of New York and Florida are now moving to penalize hospitals if they store the vaccines for too long without dispensing them. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said, "I don't want the vaccine in a fridge or a freezer. I want it in somebody's arm. If you're not performing this function, it does raise questions about the operating efficiency of the hospital." And in Wisconsin, a pharmacist who was caught having intentionally sabotaged more than 500 doses of the Moderna vaccine has now admitted to being a conspiracy theorist who believes that the vaccine is dangerous and changes people's DNA. Nations around the world are continuing or strengthening their lockdowns as cases surge outside the U.S. too. In the U.K., Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a third nationwide stay-at-home order as cases have surged there. In Germany, an existing order enacted in December will remain in place through January as deaths mount. Back in the United States, Wisconsin is bracing itself for potential violence in the wake of 2 legal decisions related to last year's Black Lives Matter protests. A decision whether or not to charge a white officer accused of shooting a black man named Jacob Blake in Kenosha is expected on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers has called in the National Guard in anticipation. And a white teenage boy from Illinois, Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of killing 2 BLM protesters in Kenosha, is expected to enter in his plea. The families of Rittenhouse's alleged victims have filed negligence claims against the city and county of Kenosha. And that does it for our news headlines.